It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour four, KJ Lyons, WEEI right now. Thank you so much for hanging. Can you play that? I love the sound of a Spanish guitar with KJ Lyons. It makes me feel so happy. John, man, it's a lot of fun working with you, man. I don't know if I've ever told you that. I don't mean to have a love fest here before we get into spicy hot or pumpkin spice. But yeah, it's a lot. There's a really good yin and yang with you and I. That makes sense?
Yeah, you're the creative guy.
Well, it's not like you're not creative.
No, you're way more creative than I am, though. Well, I don't think you could have given me 100 years, and I don't think I would have come up with that.
I would have given you an F. It took you 100 years. I'd be like, no, you want to take this? And do this. No, but
yeah, that's true.
I think that's the cool thing about the show without tooting its own horn. And then it's probably why I'm doing this in a 9 o'clock hour. I should be doing this at 6:02, shouldn't I?
Yeah, but hey, we're really cool. Stay listening.
Stay listening. Right? Hang out for 4 hours. But I think it's something very different, right? And it's not different in trying to be, whoa, those guys are zany. I mean, it could get crazy. We have fun. But
Zach
I think
Coe is zany.
You know when you say his name very fast and somebody like, she's a what? You know, so.
No, he's from the South Shore. He's not like that.
Oh, okay. So well, look, there you go
town.
With the South. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go with the South Shore. Like, what about the people that live Middle West? I'm just saying, I'm a Middle West guy, right. Waltham.
Yeah.
You know, I hang out in Natick. You might find me at the mall doing. Yeah.
There's a Twinkie factory in Natick, right? If it isn't, I'm not there. That's a deep cut.
One of the best
references.
There's a very a special picture of my daughter that I have is when we rode out and we went to the Ben and Jerry's there over at the mall, and she's just got her mouth wide open because I'm giving her the ice cream. Her mother would be like, oh, because that's what exactly was, you know, so there's like a Target over there. So she's like, well, I'll be in Target. It's like, well, Sarah and I will go grab her some ice cream. So I was like, any kind of ice cream you want, mom's not here. So she gets, oh, it's like got marshmallows in it, chocolate swirl, everything that a dentist and a it's like diabetes. And, you know, and she's just scooping it up. So some great. See, I nothing against the South Shore. I got love for the North as well. I got love for this. I haven't been to the South as much as I used to go like back in the day. But in terms of like where it's at, it's really Middle West and North.
Yeah, second best region behind the South Shore.
I just told you combination like Middle West and North.
Yeah, I actually like Western Mass though. Not as much going on out there, but I like it out there.
It makes you feel wealthy when you drive through there.
That's true.
You know, that'd be
there's a nice treehouse brewery in Charlton too. Big spot. Big fan of that spot.
What my secret is leaving out of Waltham instead of getting on 128 and then dropping down to the Pike, I just drive 20. I just go. That house goes for $10 million.
Yeah.
That one's for $14 million. That one might go for $5 million. It needs a little bit of work, but that's it. And then you start telling yourself, $5 million, that's kind of in my wheelhouse. So, but you have to think and look big and present big. And I think that's what KJ Lyons does is we always try and provide you more than what's expected from us. I guess this is where we get into the zany, right?
Yes.
Hit it, Zach. Yes, because it's pumpkin spice latte season, John. Get some Taylor Swift music going. My cup is super warm. In fact, it's actually a Stanley Cup. Do you have a Stanley Cup, John?
No.
Neither do the Bruins. I'm kidding. See, that's
healing. They did have one 15 years ago. That was cool.
Oh, my gosh. But it doesn't like have a handle to it. So we look at the NFL quarterbacks. Are they spicy hot? Are they soft like my pumpkin spice drink here? Go ahead, Zach.
All right, we're going to kick things off with Trevor Lawrence.
Man, he's pumpkin spice right now. It's a tough year. You know who he reminds me of, KJ?
Who?
Detroit Matthew Stafford. Like, you know there's a good quarterback in there, and he can be good, but everything around him is so dysfunctional. I mean, this guy started his career with Urban Meyer, right? So just that, like, he's going to get traded in 5 years to some other team, and he's going to win a Super Bowl, like, immediately.
Zach, give me another shot of the pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
All right, next one. Who you got, Zach?
Next one up, a fellow first-round pick quarterback this year with Drake May, Bo Nix.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here as a rookie. He's legit.
That's spicy.
I'm sorry. Give me another shot of pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice?
Yeah, Bo Nix. I mean, great name. Reminds me of Stevie Nicks. But look, you've got Sean Payton as your head coach. You're supposed to be this offensive juggernaut. Think about it. I think at this point, Russell Wilson may have had better numbers than what Bo Nix will this year. And as bad as Russell Wilson was supposed to be, next.
All righty, next up, former Chicago Bear, current Pittsburgh Steeler, Justin Fields.
You know what? I like what he's done this year. And I know they have the number one defense in the league, and I know he hasn't been awesome, but he's been decent, especially the first few weeks, so I'm going to go, you know, legit.
Spicy.
You know, Zach, early it was kind of pumpkin spice, but he is spicy hot.
That's spicy.
All right, next.
Next up, Dak Prescott.
Ooh.
You know what? I'm going to give him spice. I think that's just so much like legit spicy. That's more about Mike McCarthy to me and some of the other stuff than it is Dak.
That's spicy.
Oh my gosh, it's like me rebuying all of Taylor Swift's albums because she said it's her version. Like, I like the original Shake It Off. I don't want to hear her doing it at like a 34.
The original Bad Blood is a banger, by the way.
Well, that's the same, but I'm going to go with Dak Prescott as Pumpkin Spice.
Pumpkin Spice.
You just got all that money. You got a new deal to start the season. Yeah, I can say some of it is on Mike McCartney, but some of it's in your pocket. Next.
We already did former Chicago Bear Justin Fields. How about the guy who ran him out of town? Number one pick, Caleb Williams.
Ooh, two bear doing two bears in one section.
He's been pumpkin spice to me, and I think he will get better, but he's been way off to
pumpkin
me.
Pumpkin spice?
Yes, to match those pink fingernails that he runs around with. Look, they're much faster at this level, buddy. But slow yourself down with the pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
I almost feel like I have pigtails doing this. I really can get in character, can I not?
You can.
Pause. Next.
Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Zach's trying not to laugh.
Pumpkin Spice, he's kind of regressed a little since that Super Bowl loss to the Chiefs. They fell off the end of last year, and he wasn't that good. Now, there's something, I don't know what it is, KJ and Zach, but something in Philly just does not feel quite right.
Well, I know what it is. There you go, because you know what hurts more than what Jalen Hurts play on the field and what Philadelphia is doing with all those tools? Is no more pumpkin spices available.
Pumpkin spice.
There you go. Next.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, spicy, man. He's been awesome.
Oh. Oh, can I get like the extra hot, spicy hot? Because this guy on national television was damn near perfect with his completion percentage, and it was more than 20 throws.
He's been great.
Next.
Guy the Patriots saw earlier this year, Geno Smith.
Oh, he's spice. That's a good team in Seattle. Like, that's a playoff team. Shout out to him. We've talked a lot about Sam Darnold and his renaissance. Geno Smith the last 2 years deserves a tip of the cap, too.
Oh, give me more of that big Geno Smith spicy. He is hot. And that goes back to even when he's, think about it, this guy sat on the bench behind Eli Manning. Like, you almost forget that he was in the league. And shout out to Seattle, who gave him a deal where they said, we're going to give you your money now for performing, but now has a very favorable contract. And oh, by the way, John, guess who leads the league in passing yards?
Is it Geno Smith?
It's Geno Smith. Give me another. That's a spicy.
That's a spicy.
Next.
Future Hall of Famer, Aaron Rodgers.
Pumpkin spice. He was great against the Patriots, but I mean, that performance against the Broncos was brutal. Pumpkin and all the little spice. Snipping back and forth with his head coach.
You You know, this goes back to how he treated Danica, and I was never happy about that. I can understand the stuff he was talking about during COVID. Everybody has their opinion. But that just beautiful, bald man of Robert Saleh does not deserve an underplaying Hall of Fame quarterback. He is so pumpkin spice soft.
Pumpkin spice.
Next, we've got three more.
Kirk Cousins.
Pumpkin spice. They what? Haven't spice. Been that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, they should have won that Chiefs game, and they didn't. They were really bad. And I think part of it is he's working his way back from his injury, but I need to see a little more out of them.
You know, John, because you are my partner, I'm going to say pumpkin spice as well.
Pumpkin spice.
You know, I thought I was a bit enamored in that comeback in the Monday night game, but who was it against? The aforementioned Eagles, who have had problems. Yeah. So now you wonder, was it real or was it like all just a dream, as Biggie would once say? Next.
Alrighty, this next one is actually the one that I think is the most interesting on the list. Justin Herbert.
I still say legit spice. He's one of the most talented QBs in the league. They'll figure it out with him and Harbaugh.
That's a spicy.
Oh my God! Like, he is the closest thing to Val Kilmer, but like not. But he's got like such a corruptible face. I'm gonna go pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
And here's why. This team should be ahead of where they are, and my concern is he's getting banged up. Is that his fault? No, not completely. But at some point, with all the accolades he's received, and he's played quite a few games considering he got to play a considerable amount of time in his rookie year, I feel like he would have advanced a little more. Like, he should be right there with Mahomes battling it out in the AFC West by now. Final one.
Joe Flacco.
You know what? Hey, I'm going spice. Legit. This guy took the Browns to the playoffs last year. I think if he stays in for the Colts, he might take them there too.
That's a spicy.
I love Joe Flacco. Like, if I can't have pumpkin spice, he's like my caramel apple that's coming the next season. So, spicy hot for Joe Flacco.
That's a spicy.
And there it is. I'm out of character now. Spicy hot or pumpkin spice soft over some Taylor Swift music. Was that fun for you? Was that good for you?
It wasn't bad. Not a bad bit.
The thing is, because it celebrates October, am I giving away a little secret sauce here to the creativity? Is know what's going on right now. So the change of fall and pumpkin spice is back. And maybe just 3 years ago, I found out the term was Burberry. That, you know, the design Burberry. Are you familiar with that?
Isn't that a clothing company?
Well, yeah, it is a clothing company, but it's also like a design, like a Burberry.
No, like, all I know is the clothing company.
Yeah, I think they're the ones that make it, and they are the ones that make like that combination color. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I'm sure it's tan in there, but you know. But yeah, so yeah, I think some things are starting to shake out. I think the real big surprises, and not to me, and even Bill Belichick, and we'll talk about him in the next break, is I was never sold on Caleb Williams. I was, and I still am not. I just think he's just not the deal.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of talent there and there's a lot to like, but what it's been that other stuff. Like, and I know this might sound like a nitpicky thing, but do you remember, I think they played in the bowl game at Petco Park last year. I forget the name of the bowl. And like, he didn't play, and USC played better without him.
Right, and USC had lost several. Like, you remember how hard I was on Drake May about how he was in the ACC and as bad as it was? I had the same thought about Caleb Williams. It's like, okay, are you like trying to land the plane so that way you can get to the NFL? Because we've got a news for you when you get to the NFL. Nobody slows down anything for anyone. And I think not being in there in times where when, you know, look, first of all, he shouldn't have lost that many games. The Pac-12 was what, nothing last year. But I think he's one of those guys where it's like, I think his flash happened too soon. I think if he'd come out last year, we might have a better conversation about Caleb Williams now than I think we will have about him in a year.
Just to play devil's advocate on the bowl game, that was against a really depleted Louisville team with Deion Branch as the interim head coach. So, like,
so Louisville was all pumpkin spice soft?
Was it real? Wait, was Deion Branch the head coach? Because I went to the Fenway Bowl a couple of years ago that Deion Branch was the interim head coach. Did that happen again?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I should have remembered that. Okay, so like, that's a fair point. I get it. Yeah. But it just felt like USC was playing better without him. But that is fair context, Zach, to bring up.
But still, there's a way to kind of pump up your stats and look spicy hot out there and at least, you know, get on the radar. You've had an underwhelming season. I mean, USC said at the beginning of last year, man, we're gonna have such a determined season, we're gonna play Louisville at the end of the year. That's not what USC's program is designed to do or built for. So, very interesting. Aaron Rodgers has been soft, and I think that's just him just pouting and wanting control. And I think probably the shock here is that we disagree on Bo Nix. I think he's still kind of pumpkin spice soft.
Yeah, you
think
I just, spicy. Working with Sean Payton, I give him a little bit benefit of the doubt, but I do want to see more from him.
Okay, Belichick and places he may go if he does come back to coaching. That's next, but right now it's time to trend with Zach Coe.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bruins got the win in preseason action last night, 4-1, your final over the Philadelphia Flyers. In that game, Bruins captain Brad Marchand exited with an illness. They'll head to Quebec City next to take on the LA Kings in the penultimate preseason game before heading down to Florida on Tuesday for their regular season opener against the Panthers. In other transactional news, the Bruins have claimed Jiri Patera off waivers. The 24-year-old goalie spent the last 2 years in Vegas. And on the Jeremy Swayman front, the contract stalemate continues with Elliot Friedman on his 32 thoughts, saying that the team has offered Swayman the 8-year, $64 million deal that Cam Neely alluded to in the other day's press conference, but that Swayman seems set on a deal that will pay him in the high $8 to $9 million range annually. Patriots back on the practice field today ahead of Sunday's matchup at Gillette with the Dolphins. Among those on the field were wide receiver Kendrick Bourne, who is working his way back from a torn ACL. Pats head coach Jerod Mayo met with the media today, saying that Antonio Gibson may get the start on Sunday after Ramondre Stevenson has fumbled in each of the team's first four games. Also that starting center David Andrews will undergo season-ending shoulder surgery and will be placed on the IR. Playoff baseball is here. Bunch of game twos across the league. Earlier today, the Detroit Tigers completed a two-game sweep of the Houston Astros. They'll move on to face off with the Cleveland Guardians. The Royals eliminated the Orioles in game two. They'll move on to face the Yankees. Pair of games going on right now. Mets and Brewers underway. Currently, the score is 3-2 in favor of the Mets in the bottom of the fifth. And the Padres have hung five runs on Max Fried. They lead that one 5-1 early. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bill Hayton, KJ Lyons. WEEI 617-779-7937 text line 37937 in 20 minutes. You will not believe what John Lyons attempted to do while we were on the air. And now we might try and pull this off before we get off the air through some connections. That's coming in 20 minutes. But look, you know, John, what I find funny in those comments as I listen to him, because I've heard him before, but you heard when Bill said for that 63-yard field goal or whatever it was, it was a 63-yard field goal.
Yeah, he knew exactly
what it was. He knew exactly what it was. So it's almost kind of like sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, you think you're all cute with your, you know, Hunter Green 5 Series BMW. Like, how did you know it was Hunter Green? You just say it was, you know exactly what it is. And to me, and I'm one of those, John, that believes that I think that Belichick does not get back into coaching. But when I hear him come off as, you know, a little bit of a petty Cathy there, I think there's a part of him that itches that wants to get back into coaching.
Yeah, and what I think is going to happen, and maybe it's already started to happen, but what I think is going to happen is there's going to be a game or two, might be late October, might be November, where a good team is going to lose a game because either they get blatantly outcoached or they screw up some key situation. And Bill's going to sit on Nantucket watching that and think, you know, I could do better than that.
Or do you think he's not at his girlfriend's apartment, you know?
It could be. And then he's going to
And come listen to
Taylor
Swift.
See it happen again in
January. Got some Taylor versions.
In a playoff game. And he's going to think, you know what? I'm going to do better than this, and I'm going to set the wins record at the same time. And I think he's going to end up coming back.
There's a part of me that says he doesn't come back because there would have to be the element of control, right? I think if you look how everything ended, what was it that Bob Kraft said? We wanted to get control back of the team. So I think Bill doesn't, I don't think he goes into a situation and is just a coach. Like years ago.
I think he might actually. Sorry to cut you off, but I know 5 years ago we would have never envisioned this. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes somewhere and just coaches for 2 or 3 years.
I can't see, like years ago I worked at McDonald's, right? If I went back and worked at McDonald's, oh, I might make more money. But if I went back and worked at McDonald's, I'm going to negotiate to be a manager. You know what I mean? Like, I know the system. I would want to have at least a little more control than just, you know, hey, can you give me a schedule of like 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. so I can then go catch up with friends and drink that night and get up early enough to be able to come into work. Like, I'm beyond that. And I think that for him, I think he's still going to coach, yes, but I think there's going to be a control that he's going to want to have. You don't think so?
I could see, like, you know, sometimes when someone retires and then like a little while into retirement, they take some job like working either a menial task or just something totally different than what they
just
did.
Just to kill time, right?
And they don't want any major responsibility. Like, I could almost see it being a little bit like that, and that he takes it and just says, you know what? I just want to coach. This is how I started in the game. This is how I want to finish in the game. And you know what? It's not the all-time executive record for wins. It's the all-time head coaching record for wins. So it's not going to matter record-wise for him. So I wouldn't be shocked if he got control, and maybe he would like control, but I think if the right situation came up and they said, yeah, Bill, we have a great roster and you're just going to be the coach, I actually think he might say yes.
I'm just trying to think of, I'm just trying to go through my mental Rolodex of coaches who came back and they were like, oh, damn it. Now, it worked out for Dick Vermeil when he came back. You remember Dick Vermeil, clean burnout? I remember when he was, as a little kid, I remember when he was the Eagles coach and then cried his way out of Philadelphia. He was burnt out. Maybe I shouldn't joke that way because now we're getting into another area of people in their emotions. But when he came back, you know what? When he came back and went to Kansas City, it was kind of like, you probably should have stopped at that horse with the Rams. You had a really good relationship. Now, granted, it was the same people that came in at Kansas City at the time, but it was just like, you had okay teams, but the last thing you did was really great. And I don't want to see Bill come back and just be okay. Like, okay, what is he, 8 wins away?
No, I actually think it's like 13. So it's like two, it's probably going to be 2 seasons worth of games.
Or
it might be 15.
Or if he goes somewhere where he can have control and it's a really good team, because you think Bill's going to want to have the patience of doing it 2 more years? It puts him around, what, 74?
I could see
if it was next year.
I think it's a 2-year max thing. So like if he comes back in 2025, it's like 25 and 26, and then he's all done.
Oh, see, but then if I'm the team, I'm thinking, okay, so you're just going to take all the crab legs at the buffet, right? Like, that's what you're going to do? Because, like, I'm not going to bring, and I think this might have what happened in Atlanta, is this guy more focused on getting his record or getting this team turned around to be great? And I don't know if Bill has that patience. That's why I think there's a part of him that says either he gets control or he stays out. Like, it's the, like, do you really think this is the one thing that Bill, you're still going to call him the greatest head coach of all time? You could still make the argument that, yeah, okay, Shula, you went 14-0. I had a team that went 16-0 before it played its 17th game. So, you know, like the undefeated thing, even that is going to be kind of combed through because they're like, they went undefeated and only played 14 games, right? Like, can you fathom that now?
And I think he wants the record for historical purposes, but I think there's two other things at play here. One, Don Shula used to talk a bunch of crap about Bill, and I think unfairly. I think Bill took some of that personally. And also, there's an element of Brady left and won a Super Bowl somewhere else. Then things didn't end well here, and Kraft fired him. So he wants to go out and prove, nah, hey, I'm just as great as Brady. I'm great too. I'm going to go out there and win even after I got fired. Much like Brady's attitude in Tampa, right? Hey, they didn't want me up in New England. I'm going to come down here and win a Super Bowl. And
I
think there's a, I think that more than anything might be the biggest driving force. And I think a lot of this stuff he's done in the media.
I've got a bigger one once you're finished.
A lot of this stuff he's done in the media. Sure, he might be having fun doing it, and it's great for us, and I love it as a football fan and football coach, but it's part of it, or a lot of it, is geared to the owner's ears. And so owners are going to watch him on TV and the Manning cast and the McAfee show and inside the NFL, And you know there's going to be an owner to that says, hey.
And the time that he has to go on dates with his young lady. I mean, that's why I don't think he comes back coaching.
Maybe he's a different kind of guy than what I saw at those press conferences in New England. And maybe I am going to hire that guy. Because I think maybe his, you know, sour reputation at press conferences, and you know some owners are like this. That's all they saw of him. And they didn't want him.
You really think Belichick is trying to kind of clean up the image at 72-ish?
Yes, I think this is this is smart. He is think about all the different types of media things he's doing.
Yeah, you're
the
missing
different audiences he's reaching.
You're missing the flashing lights that are bigger than all of that. What does Robert Kraft want the most right now?
I don't know.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
You know how the Hall of Fame kind of works? You kind of put the players in first. So Brady's going to go in before Kraft does. So once Brady goes in, then becomes the conversation of who gets in quicker, Belichick or Kraft. If Belichick stays out of the game, he doesn't have to wait for, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
once
the Hall of Fame changed the rules. So a coach can go in after 1 year, I think.
Right.
So he could go in theoretically in a year. Like from,
there you go.
But I don't know. I think that's not it.
Why not? Because now, hey, Kraft, you want to be in the Hall of Fame, but I got in here before you, and then get into the Hall of Fame, and guess what he can then do after that if he wants to? Go for the record. So I think by staying out this year, his name is going to be put up for the Hall of Fame. Then he will take a job.
But then that's going to be 2 years out of the game before he can go back.
That's perfectly fine. And then he can go for the record. He can take any job he wants to. He could go to Carolina, give them control, put guys out there, coach them up, rah-rah, shish-boom-bah, do it for 2 seasons, get them 13 wins, be out, cut that check, because now you've got a selling point. We've got Hall of Fame coach Bill Belichick returns, because they miss you more when you're gone just a little bit longer. So if you're just gone a year, you're like, well, the guy was never really gone. He was on television, yeah, 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 this, that, and the third. This is what he was all doing. But if you wait a couple years, you have the Hall of Fame ceremony, you play all that stuff, then you come back, oh, if you're Kraft, you're almost used, you know, the Arthur shaking hand memes, because Kraft may not still be in the Hall of Fame by then, because it wouldn't have been 5 years for Brady out of the league.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's going on. I think he'd much rather coach, get the record, and then go in as the winningest coach,
You don't think Belichick wants to be inducted into the Hall of Fame before Robert Kraft?
No, I think
does.
He wants to win another Super Bowl and rub it in their face.
It wouldn't even be rubbed in Kraft's face.
He's going into the Hall of Fame either way. But if you can say,
so why not do it before Robert Kraft?
He could do it. He could win a Super Bowl and still get in there before Kraft. But
well, no, because Kraft may get in there right after Brady.
But Brady's still got 4 more years before he's going to be eligible.
But there's no guarantee that Belichick is just going to get back in the league and win a Super Bowl. It doesn't just come to you like that.
I know that, but my point is I think that's more important to him right now, because he's going to get in the Hall of Fame no matter what either way. But if he can go out and win a Super Bowl, and there's some rosters with questionable coaching that are good enough to win a Super Bowl, then that to me, that's the ultimate trump card for him, because then all the people that say, oh, it was more Brady, he left and won a Super Bowl, Bill ruined the Patriots, Kraft fired him. Well, then he's going to sit there and say, yeah, well, I won a Super Bowl with the Eagles or the Cowboys or the 49ers or whoever, right?
Goes back to your argument of, like, that just might be too much work.
I don't know what you mean by too much. Like, if he's going to come back and coach either way, it's going to be a lot of work, so...
Right, but if it's like getting into the Hall of Fame and beating the record, and if you can do the Hall of Fame first, then you can go coach anywhere and get your 13 wins.
I don't think he's going to do the Hall of Fame.
That's what Vince Lombardi did. I mean, he went to Washington, it wasn't like, they're great. They happened to get good, but he took a job of a team that was not good at the time. So if you do that same thing, and also Belichick has a very high esteem for Paul Brown, and I think he's just ahead of Paul Brown. So with him passing Paul Brown, I know that meant a lot to him. And there's a part of me that felt like maybe Shula doesn't mean as much to him as much as passing Paul Brown does to him. That's what I think. So if there are 3 teams that Belichick could get to coach and control, here are the 3 teams I think. And John, if you have 3 different teams, let me know. The first one is the Eagles.
I have them too.
They would blow everybody out of the front office. Sirianni was their guy. And now it seems like, oh my goodness, this could go off the rails quick, and you've got all that talent. So if you're on that scale of, hey, could Belichick get to 13 wins in a single season? He could do that with the Eagles if he gets there, because he has all that talent there. And you would figure, these guys know the game of football. All they need to know is that I can win them 2, maybe 3 games with my master skill. he can get his 13 wins. I could see that, but he would have to have control of the Eagles personnel.
And I mentioned, like, this, a lot of this media stuff is a subtle campaign from him to get back in. One of the teams he spent quite a bit of time complimenting on several of these shows, the Eagles and their front office, their ownership, all that. So
yeah, celebrate the guys that you're about to all replace.
That seems like a destination that he would want to go. But he can go there without them firing Howie Roseman. Like, Howie Roseman 10 years ago took a backseat to Chip Kelly and still stayed. So there's precedent
for that. This is Chip Kelly we're talking about here.
But still, he took a backseat to a head coach. He's willing to do that. And Bill and Howie Roseman get along well. They know each other. So I could see him going there working with Howie, or Howie willingly taking a backseat.
Okay. I could see that, just because it's like your roster's already filled.
Yeah,
like,
and there's not
you don't
too
need
much
to go
do
get
that.
Another Saquon Barkley to be his backup, okay? The Giants.
Okay.
The Mara family trust him, and they could clean house because Bill is like their prodigal son, right? Bill came to him. He was the special teams coach, then became the linebackers coach, then he was the defensive coordinator. So Belichick, that's like real. Like, the Giants are really like his first big-time, full-time job. Now, wasn't he here with the Patriots for special teams for a quick second early in his career, if I recall?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Like as one of the assistants at one point. Maybe, because was Marcia Broda here at that time? Someone who's much older would know. Well, those are the years that Marcia Broda was here before he went to the – after he left the Colts, was he here for a second? I can't remember. Someone could do that on text line. But the relationship he has with the Giants and the historical what they've done in the league – they will have the patience with him, and they would trust him to build that team. But that would probably be a 3 or 4 year thing, and I don't necessarily know if it would be a Super Bowl thing as much as setting it up for the next person to be the person that take them on to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he loves that franchise. Like, he always talks about them fondly, the memories and all that. So, yeah, I think that would be one. That the Giants are the one team that no matter how good or bad they are, he would be interested in going.
Oh, gosh, you understand. I grew up in New Jersey, and just like how Parcells and Belichick were just kind of worshipped. Like, my father looked like Harry Carson and used to get through the toll booths. And they're like, oh, my God, it's Harry Carson, because my dad drove a Porsche. Oh, my God, it's Harry Carson. So then we would end up meeting Harry Carson and Lawrence Taylor at a golf. I mean, those guys were like, them and Bruce Springsteen were the biggest thing on the Jersey Shore, because Parcells lived not too far. In fact, if you know the story of Christian Peter when he was drafted here by Parcells, Christian Peter and I went to high school together. So, yeah, it runs deep. Yeah, they take care of their own and they look out. Think about it. Everything that Lawrence Taylor's been in his life, the Giants still parade him out there as one of their own. So that, yeah, he would, I mean, Belichick would be treated like a king there. All right, the last one, don't laugh but hold your nose, is the Panthers. But will Bill take that job?
I think they're so dysfunctional, and that owner is such a questionable owner. I don't know if he would. He would get all the control. He'd get everything.
All the control. He would get the money he would want, and all he would do is just have to make the team good. So if it's like, can I get to 13 wins in 2 years with this team? Absolutely. It's kind of like when George Seifert left San Francisco and took the job with the Panthers. It was like, okay, people were wondering, could Seifert still handle high-level talent? Went to Carolina, was able to kind of get some things out of them, and were able to compete, and was kind of the precursor to them getting to the Super Bowl and stuff like that. So, okay, so you agree with the Eagles. Who are the other two teams that would be on your list?
Next one for me is Dallas. I think that's a roster ready-made to contend, and McCarthy's kind of been the issue there. They brought Mike McCarthy back on just a one-year deal, which is very unusual for coaches. And I know Jerry Jones has this, you know, crazy reputation.
And Stephen Jones.
But Bill has a really good relationship with them.
Until you work for them.
Number two, that's another one of those teams he's been extra complimentary of in all his media kind of tour and all that. And I think Jerry Jones, though, he's got this reputation as he wants to fire everyone and move on and this and that. He's actually really loyal to head coaches. He kept Jason Garrett longer than he should have. He's already kept Mike McCarthy probably
Jason
longer
Garrett
than he deserved.
Dinner at his house.
So, control of, too, if he really wanted. And he doesn't have to leave the Northeast for them. Like, I think Buffalo would be a really good team for him to take over. And he could take them. I mean, that's already a team that gets a divisional round every year. He could take them over the top and win. Can I give you a bonus, KJ?
No, it's three. That's the
can't
whole thing. It's three.
Oh,
no.
Bonus. Okay. I'll save it for another time.
But pause. I'm kidding. No, but like, that's the thing. Like, when it's like I say three, you're like, can I give you a bonus? It's like, I didn't ask for a bonus.
Give you a bonus.
No.
I won't.
No, you look, you should have decided which one the bonus was more important than the other three.
Oh, it's not. That's why it's a bonus.
There you go. Yeah. All right, KJ Lyons, next. Something that occurred during this show over the last hour that has now become a cross-continent conversation. That's next here on WEEI. Yeah. Might be kind of weird talking about whiskey in this break here. KJ and Lyons, WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out, man. Whether you've been here like a couple of minutes or you've hung out for a couple of hours or you're sampling the show, thank you so much for being here. You missed any of the show, the Odyssey app is free. Just type in KJ and Lyons, or I don't know what you would type in right now because we're here at a different time. I guess it's kind of like a taste testing time.
Zach, you said it's going to be under weekend shows?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's going to pop it on.
There's nothing weak about this show. I'm kidding. It's weekday. So, look, I just really appreciate those who've listened, who've given us kind words, and who've been honest with us as well. As sometimes, like, I've never told you, John, but there's this woman who sends me messages who's like been a critiquer of the show even before you got here. So really, it's like all eyes on me. But really enjoys you. She's like, you guys pair together like a nice whiskey and some ice cubes. I don't know which one of us are ice cubes. I'm totally kidding, but. So I just thank you so much for the kind comments. There are so many things. Like, if we ever wrote a book about this show one day, and you have to speak these things in existence, people are going to open that first page and you know what I'm talking about, John? They'll go, no way. There's just absolutely no way that's true. But that's our secret, right? Well, pause. That's something that that's something we know that they don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, I should stop while I'm ahead. Yeah. Pause. 37937. Zach, what's on the text line?
A couple different texters point this out that Andy Reid is rapidly approaching Bill on the all-time wins.
Yeah,
he is. That's another little motivation, right? Stay ahead of Andy Reid. And the way things are set up in Kansas City,
Detroit Tigers.
As long as he wants to be there, he's going to be there, and they're going to win 11 games a year.
Well, he's been stacking up double-digit wins.
Yeah, every year.
And all those years in Philadelphia, they really never had losing seasons. So even if it was like a...
What do you make, 5 AFC championship games in 10 years in Philly?
Right, right.
Well, NFC championships.
And then 5 here, you're talking about 5 here in Kansas City. So yeah, he's moving at such a fast clip that he very well could pass Belichick.
And that 17-game schedule is a chance for an extra win every year.
But then that's why I say I don't know if Belichick comes back, because then if you see that Andy Reid still got 10 good years in him, do you take a job? You're like, I got to be here at least 4 or 5 just to keep Reid off my back. That's why I say, you know what?
Plus, it might end up be Sean McVay someday if he keeps coaching, because he's so young.
Yeah, well, I think McVay, I think as he doesn't become as special at what he does, I don't, like I said, there's a lot of specialists now, right? So it'd be interesting how that all plays out. So something very interesting has happened during the last hour of the show. And I looked over my shoulder. I'm like, is John ordering liquor while we're on the show? And the reason why I point that out, our good friend Bob Kendrick, he's the president of the Negro Leagues out in Kansas City.
My all-time favorite guest we've ever had on the show,
yeah,
by the
Bob,
way.
Yeah, Bob is salt of the earth. I've known Bob for 25 years about, and we had him on the show right as MLB The Show 24 was launching, because the Negro Leagues have a storyline in there for its second consecutive year. If you don't have the game, or Zach, you play the game, right?
Yes.
All right. So you know that, like, my favorite Negro League player that I've used has been, oh gosh,
mine is Hilton Smith, and he was in the game 2 years ago, not last year. But his story, I think, is just incredible.
Well, one of them I bought their cards, but that's not fair. But Tony Stone at second base, yeah, you're not going to hit yard with her, but it's like, you cannot get her out because she literally places the ball where your fielders are not set up. Everything seems to fall in. So that's a little shout out to Bob and MLB 2024. So now there's a Kansas City Monarchs, Kansas City whiskey that they have to go towards the proceeds for the Negro Leagues. 94 proof, because that's the age that Buck O'Neill passed away at, 94. John found out that, damn it, they don't ship to Massachusetts.
I was all ready to order. And you know they have
ready to order.
And they have a Homestead Grays version. They have a couple other versions. I was willing to get all four. Just have the set.
So just the creativity of this show, why don't we fly to Kansas City? Well, I know some people who can at least buy it for us and hold it, because you actually have to go to the distillery and buy it from him. It's a walk-in only situation. We could go to the Negro Leagues Museum. I would just say, John, don't drink in here, because there's statues here. And
yeah, not ideal.
You want to tip over Satchel Paige.
No.
But would that not be great content if we flew out there just to go get a Homestead gray bottle and a Kansas City Monarchs bottle, and then sneak over to Fenway and pour it into the grass and try and get some of those great spirits from those spirits into the spirit of the Red Sox all over again?
And then suddenly the next day the Red Sox will actually trade for a frontline starting pitcher.
It's like, oh my God, they got pitching.
It was the whiskey.
Right. Mike Trout's going to come for a discount. It's like, oh my gosh, it was the whiskey. I mean, John, tell me that would not be a great
little
video.
Yeah, no, it's funny you
series.
Say that. I have, like, in the back of my mind, in the next couple of years, I plan on going to Kansas City, in part for that museum.
Right.
I really want to go and see it. I want to meet Bob in person. But there's a lot of cool stuff. Like, I want to go to a Royals game. There's a bunch of cool historical sites out in Kansas City, too. The Truman Presidential Library's out there. So, like, there's Kansas City, I feel like, is a really underrated city, like, to go to.
Oh, it is. It's a great place to take the family. I lived out there for 5 years. True story. Okay, so at the time, my mentor, I had never met him at the time, a guy named John. Well, John was in the process of taking a job here in Boston. So my coworker, who's known John for all these years, said, hey, why don't you come to the Royals game with me? It was like Sunday morning. I just worked Saturday night. I was like, okay, I bring my glove. They laugh at me because I bring my glove. Guess who they happen to be playing that day? The Red Sox. So Poppy hits a pop fly foul ball that goes straight up. And if you know the mathematics of sport, a fly ball is coming down to you at no less than 27 miles per hour, especially if it's at its top point. So John, who has no glove, is going to reach for this ball. And it's in this little area where foul balls never come to, but because it Poppy got jammed, it went up probably about 150 feet and came straight down into us. Breaks John's finger. Ooh. But that's how John and I become close. John ended up hiring me a couple of times and so forth like that. But that happened at Royal Stadium, playing the Red Sox. Talk about. So, yeah, if we, that's what I'm saying. I think that's something we lobby for, especially next year.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey,
I would love to go.
KJ and Lions.
I want to go out there. And a big part of it's to meet Bob. Like I said, my all time favorite show guest.
Yeah. I got friends out there that still do radio. I've got friends. We could go to the companies like, look, we have friends we could stay with. We can even do the show from Watch This. The Odyssey office is over in Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Yep. Right there in Kansas. Like, this is all planned out. This, like, what would Drake say? It's God's plan?
Yeah.
Shout out to Bob Kendrick, Negro Leagues. And of course, we can't mention the brand because then that becomes something legal and everything like that. But it's very fascinating. I mean, check it out on Twitter, Negro Leagues Baseball, and you've got to go to Kansas City to get it. Of course, John, I guess if we go and they do a we could take orders on our way out, right?
That's true. We'll come back with a couple crates.
Zach Coe, thank you so much for being here. I'm back again Friday night, but thank you so much for supporting KJ and Lions. Continue to do so. Continue to support WEEI, and have a wonderful Wednesday night. See ya! It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.